there, as always, just come right in and take a seat. So, how have you actually been there? I know I say this always, but how have you actually been? I no need to hide our feelings in here. I know it has been a while since you have been there, but nothing has changed, okay? Everything is the same. We're very open. Yes, that is wonderful to hear. I know that it's been a few months since we last met, but I decided to call you back in here, okay? Nothing too serious. Nothing to worry about. It is only a prep to confirm me to check up on everyone to make sure they are still improving after being here from their last meeting. So, has anything changed since the last time we saw each other? Wow, that is great to hear. A change of profession to something you enjoy more can be a great benefit. I'm so glad you are finally taking charge and changing things to make you happier. But not to put you down or anything, even though you might be feeling better now, you need to keep up everything still. You can never be too sure that the demons are being kept in, okay? You really don't want to be too confident, okay? So, not to take back any of your progress, but have you been keeping up the 30 minutes of exercise a day? 30 minutes at least? No, it's okay. Shh, I'm not disappointed. You're not going back in progress. Everything's okay. I understand you don't have enough time to do this as often as you should be. But I'm glad that you're trying. And remember, it doesn't just have to be going to the gym or something. It can also be taking walks to the store. That can also be beneficial, you know, just to get a little bit of fresh air inside of you, okay? So, have you been eating better also? That's great, because last time we met you were on like 5 cans of Pepsi a day, so I'm glad you are improving with this also. I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy and flattered that you think that I have helped you. But remember, all of this progress that has been made has been you. It is all you. So don't forget that. You did this all yourself. You just needed someone to give you a little push. But I'm just so proud of the progress. I could have never imagined you would be at this stage so soon after our sessions. So, I know that you're feeling overall better, but in the time between our last meeting, I still need to ask you this. you had any bad thoughts, even just one time from since our last meeting. That's fine. And remember, when you are feeling anxious or stressed, just to keep doing those breathing techniques I taught you to do, okay? Have you still got the advice sheets I gave to you? That is going to remind you how to do it properly, yes? Let go like this. You remember well, okay? I'm glad you remember well. Me? Asking how I am? I'm fine, dear, I'm fine. But you don't need to worry about how I am doing or asking me questions. This is all about you. And I'm here for you now. So just relax there on this chair. There, there, there. Don't worry about me. This is for you. So, I'm looking at your progress from last time and I'm so glad to see and hear that you have been following everything and you've been in a better place and it's going better for your employment, but how has your family life been? Or have you met anyone special in your life yet, or? Lovely, lovely, still in contact with your family. I'm so pleased you managed to make amends with them. And there is no more harsh feelings. But I mean anyone special, like a girl that has came along. Of course, I say this over and over. You don't need someone in your life to feel full and happy, remember? You can do these things without having a partner, you know. Having a partner isn't the key in life. But just to know that... But... this is just... I'm just curious to see if you found anyone special. You've been on a few dates? Oh, okay. Any successful ones? You like her? You like this girl? Well, that's great, sweetie. That's great, sweetie. You honestly really are improving. You used to be so scared about talking to people and now you're going on dates. You're improving so much, but I'm afraid you might be going a little too fast. Are you sure trying to begin a relationship so soon is a good thing for you right now? You need to think about focusing on yourself. First, you need to put yourself first before you have to think about other people's feelings, you know? Like, no. I'm not telling you to be single forever. Just, you know, you need to find the right person and someone who knows how you feel. Someone who understands, listens to you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. No! Hey, don't leave yet. Don't worry about the time, okay? Don't worry about who is next or running over. Come on, I'm not finished with you yet. Don't worry. Sit back down, okay? I'm just trying to make sure you're okay. I know you're okay. I just can't let you go back out there if you're going to that girl. It's a big problem. It's nothing. It's not nothing. It needs to end, okay? And this is advice from your therapist. She doesn't know you like I do. I know everything. talking about you, okay? I know it's because I'm a therapist. Listen. I want to take care of you more than a therapist, okay? I want to be more than just a therapist to you. There, I said it. I feel this past year, all the meetings, the sessions we've had, we have just opened it so much to each other. For the second time, I know it's because I'm a therapist. But this is different. I've never felt this way before about the client, okay? This is when I know I'm serious with you. With this, okay? Do you not feel the same? I know, sorry, I know. Oh, what have I did? I know this is so unprofessional. And it's my job as a therapist to keep this relationship very serious and only work. But I can't let you go out this door without doing this, okay? Yes. Please don't tell my boss about this. Please. God, thank you. I don't know what got into me there. I just can't help myself. Please give me one more, please. If I get fired from some secret camera is here, it was all worth it, okay? Now, remember you have my number? Feel free to talk to me at any time. Let me know how you feel about maybe this instead of your feelings for a change. If you just need a little bit of fun, you know where my office is. But your therapist here advises, listen to your therapist's advices, don't go out with that girl. I will stalk your Instagram story, sweetie. I still stalk them, yes. So, choose your girls very wisely. Come back for me.